Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
That's what I thought happened. All right. Should be good now. Should be good now. Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you. Best listeners in radio, 424-2600, call up and let us know. Yep, that was one little thing there. See, this is what happens when you don't do the show often enough. You got to do it more often. And get in here, put the reps in. I was just thinking, we have Chuck doing our intro for Over the Back Fence. He's done it for years. And it's been a while since I've done the show, and since Chuck has been our general manager around here, which congratulations about that. But now I'm wondering, are we going to be able to afford him? I don't know if when we have to update Over the Back Fence or any of our other things. Chuck has one of the greatest natural radio voices of all time, period, end of discussion. I didn't know how we afforded him to begin with, other than he kind of works here and he grew up in this station. Outside of that, outside of nepotism, I don't know how we can afford the guy. That is going to be a lot of fun going forward, though, I'll tell you that much. Behind the scenes, we've been really enjoying that. Enjoying your phone calls, 424-2600. Keep them coming, everybody. I did want to take a look at the schedule. Go ahead and do that. And as your calls come in, we'll take those and get right back to it. We, of course, have the greatest show of all time coming up right after us. We're just a lead-in, really. The Sunshine Polka Show kicks off at noon. Join our polka guy, Tim Hubbelt, for a great lineup this Saturday, every Saturday at noon. Tim's doing a fantastic job with that show, scouring the earth, looking for the greatest polka he can find for you. There's not another show like it. Be sure to check it out, everybody. And then a little bit after that, you will have Wisconsin Badger football on Wisconsin. Wisconsin traveling to Spartan Country, taking on Michigan State today. I'll preview that game a little bit with you in just a little while, but that should be a good one. Our coverage starts at 1. Go over our high school scores from the yesterday as well a little bit later. Do want to remind you that we'll be doing all of these things and talking to you on Playmakers on Monday. Join us at 10 for that. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. You got to get in the game. Join us with your sports thoughts and feelings. Just like Over the Back Fence here, you call up and join the conversation at 424-2600. Going on this weekend as well, along with some of the great programming that you get at Civic Media, we are going to be rebroadcasting the, all right, I'm going to give this a shot, gubernatorial debate. Yes, nailed it. Nailed it. Don't ask me to do it again. No, just that word. I don't know what it is with that word. That aired, of course, yesterday. We are going to be re-airing it tomorrow at 1 o'clock. If you did not get a chance to listen, a great opportunity to be able to do that again. That is coming up. Want to take a look at what is going on in the area today. And, of course, the big one happening here in Wisconsin Rapids. You heard us talking about this on Morning Magazine a bunch. The Wisconsin Rapids area is hosting Science by the River for a second year in a row. Get outdoors for a day of discovery, join in the fun, and bring the whole family to Science by the River, going on today in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Science by the River celebrates curiosity and inspires young people and families to engage with science and technology in their community. This official Wisconsin Science Festival event features an educational walking trail along the Wisconsin River and a tap talk series at Bee's Tap House. The event is free and open to everybody. I took a drive over there and just talked to a handful of people beforehand just to make sure everything was going like I thought it would be, and it is. Come on, I mean, you know Midwesterners, and you especially know Wisconsinites. It's going to take a lot more than this, Mother Nature. Not that I'm, man, I shouldn't have put it that way. I am not trying to challenge Mother Nature here. I'm just saying we can handle this. It's going to be a lot of fun out there. I think that this kind of weather is perfect for Science by the River. Actually, certainly, we'd like some blue skies and everything, but We want kids out there learning. There's some good stuff to be able to learn from in this era. And it's also good football weather. That's the other part, too. It's very, very good weather. If I was 14 or 15 again, that is exactly what I would be doing right this second. One of the fields around here playing football with a bunch of my friends. Instead, you can go ahead and check this out. Visitors can start with their trek at either Ben Hanson Park or Veterans Memorial Park. Educational booth and hands-on demonstration stations can be found along the Wisconsin River. And this is going on right now. It kicked off right when we did at 11. It'll be going until about 2 o'clock. The distance of the trail is about 2 miles. You can travel by car and park near each station or ride a bike. There are free bikes available through the bike share program. Or you can walk along the scenic river route, which is what I like to do. That's what I did last year. It was a lot of fun. I actually got to take us an area that I hadn't gotten to see before, so it was really nice. The River Riders Share Program's bikes will be available free of charge during the event. To rent a bike, open or download the Kolani app on your smartphone, and that's how you can do that. Again, Science by the River going on today. Check it out, 11 to 5, in the Tap Talks a little bit later today over at B's Tap House. Definitely want to check that out as well. Let's check out a phone call. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have a truck for sale. I have a 2000 Ford Ranger XLT, four-wheel drive, V6 engine. It's a four-door extended cab with jump seats in the back. New tires, 133,000 miles for $9,500. They can call 262-895-9945. That's in the Kellner area.
262-895-9945.
Correct.
All right. We'll try to get that sold for you. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you much.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Interested in that nice sounding truck? Give her a call. 262-895-9945. Give her a ring for that one. 424-2600. That is just how easily it's done. Keep those calls coming. And look, just between you and I, okay, everybody, don't spread this around. Seth normally does Over the Back Fence. He really enjoys doing the show. We kind of have this bragging thing going back and forth of who can get more phone calls. So you guys be really helping me out if you call up and you know, give me some items that you're looking for, you want to sell or something like that, so I could have some bragging rights over Seth. I do bring him up because, of course, Seth isn't here because he's got double duty today. He's got a matinee at 2 and a show at 7 as they wrap up The Odd Couple, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's wonderful opening production of their main season. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. Break a leg, everybody. Have a great run. Enjoy yourselves. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm having a garage yard sale today from 1 o'clock. Until 6, and tomorrow from 1 till 6, I have lots of women's and girls' clothing and men's and boys' T-shirts, various other items. I'm on 331 16th Street South between Apple and Peach Street.
That's 331 16th Street South.
Yes.
All right. We'll try to send some people your way. You have a great sale.
Thank you.
Again, garage / yard sale going on from 1 to 6 today, 1 to 6 tomorrow at 331 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. I knew there were still some garage and rummage sales going on. I knew it. That the power of my Nana came through me. And the way that woman could, this long before there was internet or texting and all that stuff, that woman could, you just put her in a town, any town in America, and she could find the garage and rummage sales. I swear to you. Good morning. You're on the phone.
Good morning. The items that I'm listing for sale today are located in Marshfield. They will need to be removed from a second floor apartment. Removal and transportation will be the responsibility of the purchasing party, cash sales only. Items for sale, queen-size sleeper sofa in very good condition from a smoking home, $125 or best offer. A Manna 16 refrigerator, frost-free, freezer on the top, almond color, $60 or best offer. Dinette set. Tabletop measures 41 inches by 42 with four chairs, $50 or best offer. For more information or to schedule an appointment to see these items, please call 715-387-6276. Thanks, James.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
715-387-6276, 387-6276. Very well done, by the way, too. Like, that was really nice. That was really well done. That might be the most professional call I've ever taken. That was really good. Again, that phone number, if you're interested in any of those items, 715-387-6276. About a minute or two away from our first break. I know, he just catches up on you so quickly, doesn't it? It's like the trees changing colors. It feels like 2 days ago I was enjoying them, and now they're already getting to the point where they're going away. I don't like that. Is there a way we can preserve that, just even like a couple weeks longer? We got a great lineup for you this week on the morning show. I'm going to be joined by Melissa the first couple of days. Monday is Tuesday. Mel and I will be hanging out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got a bunch of great things lined up for you. I believe that she has a Kitchens Open segment. I'm not 100%, so I don't want to. I believe she does, though. I'm looking forward to it. And that's been a lot of fun. We really appreciate the positive feedback we've heard about that show that Melissa and Beth have been doing, the show inside a show, which I just love. It's been a lot of fun. So Mel's going to join us on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods will be with us. That'll be a lot of fun. Thursday, we get the team together with Melissa and Seth in with us. And Friday, we get the band back together. Terry Johns, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, joining us, co-hosting on mornings on WFHR 7 to 11. 7 to 10. Good morning. You're on WFHR.
Yeah. I have some butternut squash and spaghetti squash for make an offer. There's many sides, and it would really help the people right now with the food problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I got them to make an offer.
Okay.
And you can call me at 715-459-5654.
Excellent. That was 459-5654.
That's correct.
Thanks for the call. We'll get you some people calling you, okay?
I hope so.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you're interested in that squash, sounds really good. Give her a call, 715-459-5654, 459-5654. Good morning, you're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. We have a Lazy Boy couch for sale. It's in excellent condition from a non-smoking home. Both ends of the couch recline for $150. The number to call is 423-9535.
423-9535.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Got a couch for sale at 715-423-9535, 423-9535. I have such sports on the brain, I wrote down coach. Oh, boy. I think I need a break. I think I might be we'll take a break in a second here. I did want to finish telling you about our mornings on WFHR lineup. And, of course, that includes Morning Magazine. Now, Playmakers will be here Monday. We told you about that. Be sure to join us from that from 10 to 11. We'll be taking your calls about your sports thoughts and feelings. We get to do that thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Big shout out to them and a good morning to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Morning Magazine guests throughout the week. On Tuesday, Caitlin Riley is going to help us kick things off. Caitlin is with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Always a good conversation with them. Have a lot of fun talking with them. In part two, we'll catch up with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Plenty going on there. We'll touch on some of the things that we're going to get into a little bit later. On Wednesday, we spent the opening half an hour with our own Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer. That's always a good conversation. Looking forward to having Shane in with us. And in we'll have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record. That'll be fun. Part two, we take a walk with the Historic Point boss. Mike Hintner will be with us to talk about their Spirit Walk, one of my favorite events every year that they do, that anybody does around here, really. We'll go to Rome and get an update on Thursday. And in part two on Thursday, we'll talk with Laura Huber, 4-H program educator. On Friday, we wrap things up with a conversation with Senator Patrick Teston. Always a informative and interesting conversation with him. And we'll wrap things up talking with Alliant Energy. Certainly been in the news a lot with the solar project and a number of other things. So fun, jam-packed week for you lined up here at WFHR. Let's take one more caller before we go to break. Good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a Swisher Brush Hog, 44-inch. It's pull-behind style with its own 12.5 horsepower motor. $1,500 or best offer. 715-424-1058.
424-1058.
That's correct. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day. And thank you for not only calling up, but giving me the opportunity to say brush hog. That's just fun. That's just fun to be able to say brush hog. I like that. Give him a call, 715-424-1058, 424-1058. We'll take a quick break, come back, have some more fun as we take you over the back fence here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Mornings. I knew I was going to do it. Ah, darn it. That's a fine. Over the back fence here for this Saturday, October 15th, 2022. Hope you all are having a great Saturday out there. Thanks so much for joining us here at the station. We're going to get into our news and notes and our mailbag items right now. As your calls come in, we'll get right to them and jump back into, pick up right where we left off. Diving into the mailbag, we have for sale some farm fresh eggs, $2.50 a dozen. $3.75 an 18 count, brown or white eggs. If you're interested, give them a call at 715-457-6547. That's 457-6547. For sale, some spaghetti squash, various sizes, butternut squash, free will offering. If you're interested, please call Shirley at 715-459-5654. That is 459-5654. Two floral love seats, cream burgundy in green color, matching rocker in green and cream stripes, pictures to coordinate. Asking $300 for this at 715-423-3395, 423-3395. And for sale, looks like our last item in the mailbag, 10 kids and family board and card games available. Three of which are Perfection, Pokino, Old Maid, and seven others. $15 for all of these at 715-424-2216. That's 424-2216. And remember, if you want to get us items for your mailbag, drop them off anytime, Monday through Friday. We're open 8 to 5:30. You can also always email them to us. info@wfhr.com or otbf@wfhr.com. That is otbf@wfhr.com. Get into our news and notes now and start off with some street closures. Single lane closure will occur in the northbound lane and southbound lanes of West Riverview Expressway between 2nd Avenue South and the West Grand Avenue due to concrete patching repairs by the City of Wisconsin Rapids. That is expected to reopen, and about they're hoping for the 19th, so hopefully by the end of the week here. And 16th Street South closure between Airport Avenue and Sweat Avenue will be extended to Pepper Avenue due to the water main lining project by the Water and Light. That is expected to be closed until the 21st as well. A lot of stuff going to be wrapping up hopefully by the end of this week, the way it looks. And I say hopefully as far as that's their schedule. 16th Street South between Baker Street and Peach Street will be closed through traffic due to water main lining project by Water and Light. And that also is expected to end on the 21st. Some more news and notes to get to, but first, let's get to a call. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, I have for sale two large ladies' winter jackets, very warm, size large. I'd like $20 each for them. And they can phone 715-886-4677 after 1 o'clock today. And if no answer, leave message.
Sounds good. We'll make sure they wait.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day. If you're interested in those jackets, give her a call after 1 at 715-886-4677, 886-4677. Take another one here. Good morning. You're on the air.
Morning. We have for sale women's shoes and boots, sizes 7.5, 8, 8.5. And we also have handmade 100% cotton dishcloths, $2.50 each or 5 for $10. Phone 715-423-3396. If there's no answer, please leave a message.
Sounds good. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.
423-3396. Interested in those shoes or the dish towels, give them a call at 715-423-3396. And just a couple more street closures to tell you about. Fremont Street will be closed for road and utility reconstruction. Work will continue over the next couple of months between 7th Avenue North and 10th Avenue North. West Grand Avenue between West Riverview Expressway and 6th Avenue North will be closed to through traffic due to Stage 2 of street reconstruction project at West Jackson Street between West Riverview Expressway and Jackson Street Bridge. That is looking like that is going to be closed until early November. West Jackson Street between the Jackson Street Bridge and 4th Avenue South is set to open on Friday, September 2nd. I mean, well, yeah, that already happened. I just told you the past. Let's see. Kiwanis. Good friends over at the Kiwanis have their Coats for Kids going on now through November 11th. Got a handful of drop-off sites here. Our friends at Wood County Sheriff's Department inside their main doors. Aspires Review Hospital inside the vestibule, Key Savings Bank in the main lobby, and the Lowell Center at the dining services. Keep our community's children warm this season with a gift of a new or gently used winter jacket. Also accepting donations for hats, mittens, boots, jackets, coats, and snow pants. If you wouldn't dress your kid in them, then chances are they might not be able to use them. So make sure they're in decent condition. Like I said, new, gently used. And this is one of those things that our community steps up in all the time. Let's keep that streak going, everybody, and make sure that we get every single kid in this area that needs one of the needs jacket, needs mittens, any of that. Let's make sure that they do. You do not want them ending up like me in radio, no, or with frostbite fingertips and toes. Any of my frostbite, you know, brothers and sisters out there, you guys know what I'm talking about. Let's make sure these kids are warm. And they're looking for sponsors to host a collection box as well as provide financial resources to cover the cost of cleaning of the gently used winter wear. Please consider a monetary donation to help cover the cost of cleaning. You can send donations to the WR Kiwanis at P.O. Box 757, Wisconsin Rapids, 54495, and just put on their attention, Coats for Kids. And a big shout out to the Kiwanis, this whole community, everybody that is a part of this. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce collecting pantry items for those in need during the holiday season. They're doing this along with our great friends at Focus. And they're looking, donation bins will be at the Commerce office at 1120 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. This will run now until November 16th. So if you're able to, please drop some items off. It is greatly appreciated. A big good morning to our friends at Sweps, the Neighborhood Table, Rapids Family Backpacks, everybody under that Sweps umbrella. We appreciate you and all the work you're doing. You know, arguably the biggest thing in the movie industry right now are superheroes. And you've seen them all by now. I mean, they're out there. How many new storytellings can we do of that tale? I mean, it seems interesting, but do you really want to wear tights all the time? Do you want to have to talk like this through everything? So I'm Batman. You have to talk like this when you're a superhero. You need a cape. I don't know. A lot of guys that can pull off a cape. I don't know a lot of people that can. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm sorry. You want that tragic backstory? No, but you could be a superhero just by donating blood. It's just that easy. You don't need the tragic backstory. You don't got to come up with a funny name, have a lair, any of that stuff. You just donate a little bit of time and give to the American Red Cross. And we are greatly appreciative. And you become a superhero just like that. There are a handful of ways you can donate in places you can. Let's see here. In Stevens Point, the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, they are open 8:30 to 2:45 today. And if you can't make it today, they'll be back open on Monday, I believe, 12 to 6:15. And then Tuesday, 1 to 6:15. Stevens Point Blood Center, normally they're one of the better resources to go to for this. They're at 321 C Main Street. Of course, here in Wisconsin Rapids, we have a number of different opportunities as well that come up. And you're going to see more and more of these in the coming weeks and really right up until the end of the year. You guys understand what's going on in Florida, and it's not just Florida, but that certainly didn't. We're already in a shortage to begin with. We've really been hurting on this since the pandemic. And the situation in Florida certainly has, added to that. So let's add some to this. And again, all it takes is just donating a little bit of blood. And I don't know, maybe Marvel will make a movie about you. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you can get a show on Netflix or something. Who knows? We just wanted to let everybody know that Lincoln High School's orchestra's Halloween concert will be on Monday, October 24th at 6 o'clock in the Performing Arts Center at LHS. There will be a costume parade at the end of the concert for kids 6th grade and younger. There will be a haunted tunnel and cakewalk after the concert. If I sound like I'm smiling through all this, because come on, how can you not? That sounds awesome. That should be a lot of fun. Again, the Lincoln High School Orchestra Halloween concert going on Monday, October 24th, 6 o'clock, in the Performing Arts Center. Wood County 4-H Teen Leaders Bowling Party will be happening today from 3 to 5 at Bullmore Lanes, 3141 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. It's for teens in 8th grade and older. It's just $5, and the fee includes bowling, shoes, soda, pizza, a good time. Join us for a fun event and learn about the Wood County 4-H Teen Leaders Program. As a 4-H teen leader, you will enhance your leadership, communications, and service skills, plan and execute events, represent Wood County 4-H in local events. If you have any questions, you can call Jasmine at 715-261-1244. That is 261-1244. Have fun at the event, everybody. We'll be joined by Laura Huber from the 4-H on Morning Magazine a little bit later this week. Bingo! Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Every Wednesday, join them. Their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. They have a good time, and our good friends at the Elks Lodge put right back into their community, just like the Kiwanis or so many of these other, really all of the nonprofits we talk about here. I feel pretty safe saying that. I can't think of any that were, all of them. You're investing. When we say the word donation, just go ahead and replace that in your head with an investment, because you are investing in your community. You're putting right back into it. And that's what the good friends at the Elks Lodge do. So go ahead and enjoy yourself. Good atmosphere, good people, and some bingo. Wednesdays at 6:30 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. The Neighborhood Table provides to-go meals every Thursday. They do this from 4:30 to 5:30 at 411 Garfield Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They have a limited number of meals available. Reservations should be made by going online to theneighborhoodtable.org. It's all one word, theneighborhoodtable.org. If you have no internet access, you can always give them a call. 715-422-1980. That's 422-1980. Leave your name, number, number of meals that you would like. And be sure to call before about noon on Thursday. That is the cutoff time. And as we like to say, we appreciate our friends at the Neighborhood Table. Amazing people over there. It's finally happening, everybody. Those longtime Rapids people or community citizens around here, you know what I'm talking about. The Wood County Jail Project, the groundbreaking ceremony, is coming. It's finally happening. This jail is finally getting built. I, just myself saying here, I have been in favor of this for a long time, and it's very cool to see this happening. You can tell me a million different things about this. The thing that I keep coming back to is our citizens will be safer, our officers will be safer. It's what it's all about. Looking forward to this groundbreaking event. October 18th at 11 at 400 Market Street in Wisconsin Rapids, southwest corner of the building. Wood County welcomes the community to the event. Going to be light refreshments and desserts will be provided by our good friends over there. Chatterbox is also going to have some food down there catering. If you have any questions, give them a call. 715-423-1830, 423-1830. Good morning, you're on Over the Back Fence.
Hey, good morning. It is. Listen, I've got a couple of older compound poles. You call them antique almost. But they still work well. They look good, but I'm trying to see if anybody wants to put them up for display or even use for that matter. Number is 715-540-8078. Got any questions, give me a call.
Sounds good.
$25.
All right. Thanks for the call, sir.
Thanks, you bet.
540-8078, 540-8078. Give him a call for those. One of these days, I got to pick up a bow. I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to try archery, in part because I've been told my whole life that I have the perfect arms for archery. I have like the design, my upper torso and my arms just designed for it. I'm going to do it someday. It's an important one we wanted to tell you about. Veterans Toxic Exposure Symptoms. This is happening on October 26th. There will be two sessions for this at 2 and 6. It's taking place at McMillan Public Library at 409 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out what is in the SFC Health Robinson honoring our promise to address comprehensive toxics, this PACT Act. Addressing expanding presumptive disabilities, expanding who was exposed, Agent Orange, burn pits, particulate matter, to atomic Vietnam era and global war on terror era veterans and their survivors. This is sponsored by our great friends at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 and Wood County Veterans Office. There is not a bad time to ask about these things if you have questions about any of this. And for those that this may not have affected, my brethren citizens out there, if you don't know much about these, I cannot stress you enough to learn more about burn pits or Agent Orange, any of these topics and how they have affected our veterans. Not everybody can donate to veterans' causes, I understand that, but everybody can be informed and understand and have a little bit of empathy and understand what these people have done for us. So that we can sit here and do fun little silly shows like this and things like that. Again, the Veterans Toxic Exposure Symposium, October 26th, two sessions, 2 and 6, over at McMillan Library here in Wisconsin Rapids. Our friends at the Southwood County YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area have their Halloween at the Y. Spooky fun for everyone. Friday, October 28th, 5:30 to 8. Join us for a safe and exciting, imaginative experience. Kids and families are guaranteed to have a spooktacular time. Participating in games and activities, be sure to dress up the entire family and participate in costume contests. They are requiring everyone participating donate a non-perishable food item that, of course, will be going to SWEPS and help out a good family out there. Again, this is taking place on Friday, October 28th, Halloween at the Y, 5:30 to 8. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun, take some more of your phone calls. It's live radio. See what else trouble what we can get ourselves into. It's WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Over the Back Fence. Ha, got it right that time. 11:45 on the clock. Your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks for joining me. We're looking to take some more phone calls. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Otherwise, I'll wrap up with just a couple of more things I wanted to get to in our mailbag here. This is a free, fun event that is open to all families. Dia de los Muertos event. Muertos. All right. Huh?
Muerto.
Muerto. Dia de los Muertos event. Come learn about Day of the Dead, paint sugar skulls, and watch the Disney movie Coco. This is happening Friday, October 29th from 1 to 4 at McMillan Memorial Library. This is a very fun event. And if you don't know much about Day of the Dead, growing up, it was a big holiday in my neighborhood, in really every neighborhood I lived in, but especially when we moved to Chicago. And very, like, I can't think of a better way of being able to honor your past, your loved ones, the people that we've lost, while also celebrating their life, celebrating what they achieved, what they did, what they the roads they trailed, blazed for the rest of us. It's a fun event. And I know sugar skulls are amazing. If you haven't had those, they're really, really good. Be a fun event right there. Got a great one going on in the Rome area as well. Now, of course, our friends at Visit Rome are going to be joining us on Thursday on Morning Magazine. Be sure to take in that show. They have their American Legion Auxiliary Wine Tasting Fundraiser happening Saturday, November 5th, 7 to 9:30 over at Lake Arrowhead Pines Clubhouse. Go to their website, visitromewi.com, to find out more. That is going to be a really fun one. Let us take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. I have a couple items for sale.
All right.
I have a hood for over a stove. It's a bone 36-inch white, and it's brand new. I'm just asking $75. And also I have a 9.5 Evinrude motor. Best offer on that.
All right.
387-3183.
387-3183.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, sir. 715-387-3183. Number to call, 387-3183. Before we go to break and as we wrap up the mailbag, just wanted to mention the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Don't get a chance to talk about the Family Center very often, and you know, for journalistic purposes, I will let you know that I'm on the board at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. I don't feel like that is a deal breaker here, though, or anything, because this is a subject that I would like to think that whether you're on the board or whether you've known anybody that has ever dealt with domestic violence, you're all on our side with this one. Because I understand that we are in very divisive times, and if you've listened to me on the radio, listened to most of our shows, you understand that the last thing I'm ever trying to do is divide us. I want to bring us together, show how connected we are. This one, though, this is the black and white subject for me. You're on the right side of history on this one, or you're not, when it comes to domestic violence. I'm always looking for people that are interested in helping out, volunteering, and certainly for donations. Donations can be dropped off between 8 and 4 at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. You can always give them a call to find out more at 421-1559. That's 421-1559. Or go to their website, familyctr.org. And keep in mind that they have a crisis line that is available for you 24-7. We have your back. If you need us, give us a call, 715-421-1511, 421-1511. Take a call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, I have for sale garden equipment and lawn ornaments and wooden shelving and some wash tubs, all cash. And call after 2 o'clock, 715-459-1285.
459-1285.
Yes, sir.
Thanks
after
for the
2.
After 2. We'll make sure they wait until after 2.
Right.
Thank you. Have a great day. Again, you heard her. Wait until after 2 if you're interested in any of that garden equipment, the ornaments, or any of those. 715-459-1285, 459-1285. Take our final break. I know. Our final break. And we'll come back, have some fun, get you ready for the Sunshine Polka Show coming up at noon right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody, for this Saturday, October 15th. James behind the mic, 11:52 on the clock. 11:53, actually. We got just a handful of minutes left. We'd like to fill the time with your phone calls at 424-2600. Otherwise, I just want to catch you up on some football scores. Yesterday, any alums out there, Lincoln Red Raiders, had a great one against the Menominee Maroons. 51-44, Lincoln victorious in that one as they get ready for playoff play. Port Edwards, 76-0 over Bowler Gresham. Big scores all weekend. Unfortunately, one of those went the wrong direction for many of our local people out here, especially our Nakusa friends. Wittenberg Burnham, Chargers 46, Nakusa Papermakers 6. And Pittsville defeated Abbotsford 41-6. Be sure to join us on Playmakers on Monday. We're going to talk about this, talk about the Amherst situation. I want to talk about that a little bit and get your feedback on it. Amherst football having to shut down. From what the WIA put down. We'll talk about that on Monday's Playmakers as well. Certainly talk some NFL, and we're definitely going to talk some college football. We got that for you right here. I'll take you up to noon. CBS News comes in here, does their thing. After that, you got the Sunshine Polka Show from noon to 1. The perfect segue, the perfect lead-up to Wisconsin Badger football as they're heading to Spartanville to take on the Michigan State Spartans. Badgers are 3-3, 1-2 in the Big Ten. They enter today's road contest against Michigan State Spartans as a 7.5-point favorite. Looking to stay hot after a convincing 42-7 win over some other team in the Big Ten. As a Northwestern fan, I cannot tell you who they played last week. It was Northwestern. They beat the heck out of them. Yeah. This projection it makes a lot of sense despite it being, you know, a road contest and Wisconsin having an up and down season. You think you've been having an up-and-down season. Michigan State has been having just the same thing. Unlike Michigan State, though, they seem to have corrected some things last week. I understand the Northwestern's in a powerhouse this year or anything like that, and they haven't really been much of one in years past. But if you pay attention to the Big Ten, you know that Northwestern and Wisconsin usually play each other pretty good. Coach Fitzgerald does an amazing job getting those kids ready every week, week in and week out. And you noticed Coach Leonard, looking a little similar to Coach Fitzgerald to me. The way he is on the sideline, the way he got that team ready. You get a new voice in the locker room, I'm telling you. And especially in college football, you're dealing with young men. Yeah, you get that younger, energizing voice like Coach Leonard. I mean, Coach Leonard walked in this room right now, I'd give him 50 laps. Like, boom, right there. Like, I wouldn't even think about it. Like, I'm sorry, everybody, I got to go. We're going to go to commercial break early, go. And you know, that's it. He's one of those guys. He's a motivator. And not a leader that leads necessarily by words, but by example and his energy. Catch the game today. 1 o'clock, our coverage starts on Wisconsin. Should be a good one. Michigan State got a nice team, don't get me wrong, but they're a rebuilding year a bit for them, and it's looking like to be a bit of a rebuilding year for Wisconsin. But in the process, just like you're finding out, what do I have with this backup offensive lineman? How are these linebackers going to look, that defensive secondary for Wisconsin? Let's see how the coaching staff does. Got a first-time coach here in Coach Leonard, who is arguably the most sought-after coach in college football. He has been for years. Every big program has been trying to scoop him up. They have offered him contracts, offered him years. He keeps turning him down. He loves this state. This is his home state. He loves playing at his alma mater, coaching at his alma mater. And now he has an opportunity that I bet you if you asked him, he wouldn't have wanted. I'm sure he would much rather have Coach Chris there still and having a good season and everything. But that's life. God, if you want to make God laugh, make plans. And here we are. And Coach Chris will land on his feet. Don't worry about Coach Chris. Not only does he got millions of dollars to sit on, but he's also going to find a good coaching job. May even end up back at Pitt. But what we're dealing with in this state is the opportunity to find out what you have in Coach Leonard as a head coach. Recruits seeing this. Kids in the transfer protocol seeing this. And all of a sudden they look at one thing, one big change. And Wisconsin's put 40 points up on the board and scored 7 touchdowns last week. Let's see if that continues. Let's see what Coach Leonard has to do. Of course, Coach Leonard joins us on Thursdays with the Jim Leonard radio show. Man, that feels good to say. If you can't tell, I'm a fan of the guy. At 6:05 every Thursday, join us for the Coach Leonard show. 424-2600. Have exactly 2 minutes left. What do you guys want to talk about? Call up and join the conversation. Let's find out. 424-2600. We're going to be giving River Kings tickets away throughout the week and really throughout the whole season here as we celebrate hockey and our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Now, we do this all the time anyway. We've done this ever since the River Kings have been in town. But it's a different game now, everybody. Yeah. Because your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings have a new home. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI, our sister station. The greatest station to listen to when you're not listening to us. Well, big shout out to our sister station over there. We have every home game this season for you of your River Kings. River Kings on the road victorious yesterday. River Kings beaten up on the Steele County Blades, 2-1 victory for the Kings on the road yesterday. They'll be back home on November 11th and 12th, taking on the Minnesota Squatch. It's a great name. Great name. Not as good as River Kings, but it's a good name. Follow your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. We'll be having Coach Peckman join us on Playmakers and talking to the kids, the players, all season long. It's going to be fun. Going to be a fun year. Looking forward to it. And that is going to do it for the show, everybody. I know the time goes too darn quick. Thanks so much for calling up and joining the conversation. Meet us back here for live original content, kicking off at 7 a.m. on Monday. Join us for Seth Faces Music a little bit later today and to the Wisconsin Rapids production of The Odd Couple, which they have a show again at 2 and at 7. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. Break a leg, you guys. Have a great end of the run. Enjoy it. And we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at, well, Melissa, you tell them.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.